Throw that shit together. Let's go.
Let's go. We're ready to go. Everything's good. Just one more minute.
Always one more minute.
Yeah, that 1 minute never comes. Still going.
Hello, everyone.
Baby shark.
Oh, you ruined it.
Shark. You're welcome.
No one wants to hear baby shark anymore, but people do want to hear from us on the Guardian Hub. So hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We like to spotlight different guests and communities and our place to talk about uplifting experiences we have had. I'm Kingsley Mack. With me, as always, is Sin. Sin, how are you doing?
Super well. And I can't complain. I got the Crown of Sorrows, which we'll talk about here in a little bit. I'm super pumped, exhausted, but I am getting through. Excited to be here recording. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, we have a few things to talk about, some exciting things, but I'm tired too for other reasons. But we want to also start off the show mentioning the special guest that we have this week. With us, we have the wonderful Mohafo. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How's it going, guys?
Oh, well, we're great. We're glad having you here.
Magical.
I just want to say that you guys are both tired. Don't worry. I'm across the pond, and I'm also just as tired as you guys are right now. So don't worry about it.
Yes. We can all be tired on this podcast together. Yeah, like you mentioned, you're across the pond. I mean, I know time zone differences often makes it hard for us in the U.S. to play with other countries, but luckily we've been able to play with you a lot. Your schedule has allowed for that for us.
It's kind of good how I'm like kind of a night owl, I guess. Mm-hmm. These days. I'm always up late in the day.
Yeah, you're definitely up late compared to compared to us. But boy, let's get into all that. For those who aren't aware of Mohafo, he's been in the community. Well, actually, I do want to ask how kind of you started in the different communities. I know you're in Destiny Reset in a couple places, but let's even just back up and talk about how did you get into Destiny, this awesome game that we play together?
Oh, isn't that a story I'd want to tell? But basically what happened was I think I was just, I don't even know, maybe playing Call of Duty. Let's just say that's a safe bet. Probably playing Call of Duty with my friends. And then around when the beta was releasing, I had lots of chatter about, oh, Destiny. Oh, there's a beta out of Destiny. And fair enough, let's give it a try. And I played it. And literally the first, I'm guessing it was a mission. If it wasn't a mission, then it was probably a patrol area. I really can't remember. But no, it was on the quadrimodrome somewhere. And I just played it, and I did not put the controller down. And I was like, you know what? I think I might buy this game when it comes out. That was like from the first few hours of playing it. And then fast forward, you know, got Destiny 1 when it released, got it on the PlayStation 3 first, and then later on, got it on the PlayStation 4, if I want to say correctly. I'm not sure how the timeline was, because I can't even think back to that time. Mm. But in Destiny 1, apparently it looks like I did quite a lot of raids, but I didn't really join many communities until Destiny 2. So I kind of got lucky how I was looking for a group for Leviathan, and then I met someone from Destiny Reset. I think it was Kitty Fields, and then from there, Destiny Reset, and then meeting people in Destiny Reset, and now the Guardian Hub.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because I do remember doing some raids with Kitty Fails, and then you were in those groups. So did you meet her just through an LFG then? Is that how you first kind of... Okay.
I think it was on Destiny LFG. I think I was doing the normal Leviathan. I'm not sure if it was a prestige or just a normal one, but I kind of wanted to just get clear. And I seen someone post up. Well, at the time, Kitty Vale was saying, oh, we're a chill group. And I think maybe even looking to, like, share with someone through. So I just told him that I have no idea what I'm doing. I've seen obviously videos, but I've not actually done it for myself. So it's kind of a different story. And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. We'll take you along. And it was actually a really fun group. And we kind of tend to do raids whenever they're all online. But if not, then we'll just mix and match and find other people through the community. So that's pretty good. And I love the Destiny Reset and plenty of other, like, well, the Garden Hub as well, Discord channels. I'm not joined many others, but all is open to joining up a few more.
No, that's great. I mean, that's pretty cool. Yeah, Destiny Reset, where most of the people in these communities, like the little side ones who you meet through Destiny Reset, we're all kind of like originally Destiny Reset people ourselves. I mean, we've just kind of like broken off and made these little sub-communities. But Destiny Reset is definitely like a great clearinghouse, a great place to like find people, big group. And yeah, every once in a while I see new names in the Destiny Reset and people that join up in raids, and I don't remember how long ago that was, but then I started seeing your name, and I do kind of remember your name floating around. I don't know, but I want to say it was like a Last Wish, maybe a Leviathan, where we I first remember seeing you in the group.
Yeah, I feel like it was last week.
Yeah.
Because I think I've seen you on the clan page, like Kingsley Man. And then it's like, I just remember that name. Don't know how. And then during the room, I was like, oh, look, he's from the clan, isn't he? And then, yeah, I think we didn't have everyone from the clan, so we never got the clan trying. But hey, that's all right. Not upset about that. It's cool. Got
Yeah.
plenty of other people. Oh, yeah, okay. But yeah, it's crazy how you just meet people like from different raid groups, and then boom. You meet plenty of other new people that they know. It just goes
Yeah.
on and on. It's crazy.
That is true. And so, you said you like to raid. I like to raid. Sim likes to raid. You're totally correct on how getting to know people in other little groups and communities is really helpful for finding people to raid with, because yes, you may find a large group like Destiny Reset, but that may not be enough if no one happens to be raiding that night for whatever reason. It's good to know other communities and groups.
Yeah, that's very true. Like, also, it may be a case of maybe just my time zone. So, what if I'm on at a certain time and no one else is on at all? So, it doesn't matter if they wanted to do the raid or not. It's probably just way too late for them. But then someone else in then your time zone would be like, oh, that's perfect for me. And then that's how, things tend to work out.
We're magical like that.
I know that's what you guys are doing. Sin just comes in, I know, with that magical voice. It's
Yes,
crazy.
he Sin has the great voice to tie it all together. I am curious though, real quick, when you've done some of these like Destiny LFG groups, I mean, I know I've had some crazy experiences. How did you ever have any crazy, less than ideal situations?
I did have very, very bad experiences, but this wasn't in Destiny 2. This was mainly in Destiny 1. And this was mainly from, I don't even know how I managed to, I probably was maybe in the tower and then I managed to somehow join a clan after doing a few raids. But the clan leader in that was very, very toxic, to say the least. And I think it was like kind of like harping on people and like, they had jobs and lives to get back to, and it's like, well, we want to do this raid, and it's like, there's more important things than just like, just playing the game all day. And I think some people don't seem to understand that. But after that period, and Destiny 2, most of the raids I've come across, everyone seems to be like pretty chill. If you have a bad apple, more or less down the line, either they end up leaving, or we just end up disbanding it and then starting it up as a fresh group that's, just all one understanding and just much better to raid as a group. No toxicity. I think this is much better to just raid with people that are pretty chill and willing to just have some patience, because it's not always going to be a perfect 100% run. It's not always like that. Sometimes it is, and that's nice, but it's not always like that. But I'm okay with that. I'm all right with
Right.
being patient.
I think you were pretty patient on our most recent raid run, three nights worth, if I remember correctly.
Oh my God. I think at the point it was like, am I being a bit too patient? And then I'm like, relax, you're being patient. You need to be patient. This is a crazy raid.
Three nights, boy, Sin, you gotta tell us about that. Oh, wait, I was there too.
Oh,
No, go
yes.
ahead.
I think most of this is going to shine because both you and Mahafo had actually had a Crown of Sorrow completion. But I know I've been stressing really the past week or so because I really needed the Crown of Sorrow for one of the triumphs for the seal, the new Moments of Triumph seal or the title. So last week I didn't get into one, but this one we had to kind of schedule. We were like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to start Saturday night. Well, Saturday night, what, 4-5 hours in, we got to the final encounter. Everything up to the final encounter was pretty smooth. But then after that, the final encounter is really what held us up. And I think a lot of it was just learning the rhythm, because that was my first time playing the final encounter.
And it was, oh, don't you worry. You know, it was just the worst. It is. There's no nice way of putting it. And there's no, like, that's how it is for most people. Like, when you've done like half the raid or 2/3 of the raid, and you're like, yeah, this is pretty good. Even the boss phase 1, pretty good. Boss phase 2, it's like, oh no. This is the actual raid. This is the entire raid.
It is definitely not forgiving. And we had Helios joined us the first night, Saturday night. But it was, what, Sunday night and Monday night now. We had 8-Bit General was the fill-in. Was that correct?
Yeah, fill-in for Helios. Helios is our friend from Australia, and he is generally only available our Friday and Saturday nights. And then, yeah, he has real-life stuff after that. So,
right.
And then we had 8-Bit General. Yeah, and Helios knew the raid pretty well, too. So we had basically, and yeah, me and Mohafo, sure, we had one Claire, but we're not experts by any means. And then three people that didn't have any Claires. And so, you know, basically we were kind of still a ragtag group of getting it done.
Yeah. I mean, we were all still trying to figure it out. Even though we got our Claire, it doesn't mean that we've experienced what we experienced in that raid run. So now I think we're pretty good for any more raid runs in the future, because we dealt with every possible situation.
We did.
Wipes, learning how to hit the hands to make sure we have the proper amount of time in the damage phase, using Prospector over other weapons, not mentioning any names, God. Sin.
But you know the worst run where, you know, where I think it was a second damage phase, and we came back and we were doing like rotations around the map. We were taking different people's like buff spots, and oh, just shoot me over here. Okay, I'll pass you the buff over here. Oh, can I get a buff over here? And we're just literally going around in triangles. It was crazy.
Right. Yeah. Shooting each other's crystals when needed. That was getting pretty intense. And in fact, you know, you said Kingsley, you and Mo had actually have completed the raid before, but the final night when we finally completed it last night, four people, if I'm not mistaken, it was myself, AR, Journeyed, and 8-Bit all had their first completion that night.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That was crazy. And even for us, it felt like after all that like endurance, like it just felt like, yes, this also felt like a first completion for us. Like that's how rewarding it felt. I was like, oh, thank God. Yes. We've only done it. It just felt great.
Yeah, it did feel good. And it's a raid where I'm really even enjoying it more as we go along. I could potentially see, as far as like the ad control becoming super easy, maybe next season when we're over leveled, but the raid is still going to be fun because I kind of see it like a either world raid where there's a lot of movement and you have to be kind of flexible of when, you know, when you have to pass the buff to the other team or whatnot. And that's kind of what I'm trying to say, why I enjoy the raid. There's a lot of cool aspects to it. I love the size of the arena. I love how you and a partner kind of just start to get in sync with each other and figure out your part, but yet you need to be flexible and help out the other teams too if they're having a problem. Although this raid is pretty unforgiving though, if you do have to help out another team, as we've learned, like it's like, yeah, you know, it's good to help another team run over there and clutch something, but then it's like, oh no, your ads are like overwhelming you now. So it's one of those things. It's almost like they've kind of like, okay, yeah, you can revive someone, but there's a huge penalty, not just losing a token, but the penalty is you're that much behind clearing the ads. And I think it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of forces you, well, not really forces you, but kind of does prepare you to be try and make as less mistakes as you can. And I think that'll actually be pretty good for whenever future raids come out. Because I feel like this raid, I think we're like, in other raids, you're like, okay, oh, he's dead. Oh, we can still clutch this up. But you can't leave anyone on the ground for too long, because their ads are just going to overwhelm you, whether it's too many cursed realms, too many acolytes, too many knights. or too many ogres. I'm
Yes.
sure if you've had a situation where you've had multiple ogres, but I don't want to be in that situation. That's
No. You need to get those abs where I've learned, like, we were all getting to that point, but you learn the rhythm, and as soon as those ads are spawning in, the second they spawn in, just melt them, because if you don't, they get out of control quickly, even more so than any other raid, I feel like, that you really got to have ad control. And then ad control and just kind of getting the rhythm with your teammates, and then that's how you can finally get it done. You know, once you get that rhythm and you have good ad control, you know, we had a couple problems with, like, DPS at first too, but then I think that was just, we just weren't timing everything right. Really, all our weapons were good enough. Once we got it down, we were getting, you know, on a bad run, anywhere from like just a little bit less than half to one time on in one run, we got probably 2/3 of his health down. So it kind of goes to show that a two phase is pretty typical, pretty easy. And who knows, we might even be able to do a one phase strat one of these days.
That'd be nice. That'd be a much stress free version.
I think a lot of that comes from min-maxing, basically having the perfect loadouts, having the perfect leveled gear on, what perks you're using. A lot of that's going to play into the actual damage. And I know just from seeing videos and watching GLAAD from a little bit of that, the perks and armor and combinations that you're using all play a huge part in that.
Yeah, I mean, part of me didn't really want to attempt this raid until I got the mine top. I was like, all right, I've seen a lot of people use mine top, so all right, let me go get mine top, and I'll just go crazy with Kron. And I got it, I went crazy, and to be fair, it was amazing. So if any of you guys plan to get it, especially with the upcoming changes with the quest steps, if it does become very much easier and you can get it then, I highly recommend getting that weapon, because it will just change that raid for you. Insane. Like, it's just so good.
I do plan on that. We'll see. We talked about that a little bit in our last podcast, and I am excited to see what might change with that quest coming up. It'll be a high consideration of the pinnacle weapon I'll get. Although I was having pretty good luck with my pleb loadout of just, I decided to use breakneck and loaded questions. As long as you have the loaded questions ammo and know how to pre-charge, like, I wasn't having any problems taking out ads myself. But the mountaintop would be a nice weapon to have for sure.
Yeah, it's almost like you're running around with two DPS weapons.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good. I mean, then again, loaded question is actually really good as well, as long as you have res ward first though. So, same thing, really. As long as you just kill the boss, I don't really care how you do it. As long as you do it.
Yeah, I mean, you had the two. Yeah, like you said, you had the two, so you had the high DPS numbers for that. But hopefully I'll get mountaintop eventually. How was that quest for you? Do you PvP much in the game? What's your feeling about PvP, just for the weapons, or do you actually go in it a lot and enjoy it, or what do you think about PvP?
I used to PvP, like, I feel like I may have PvP'd a lot in D2 year one. So in the first year, I think I was mainly like lots of trials and that, because my friends were also playing it quite a lot back then. And in the second year, they stopped playing it a little bit, and obviously it was Forsaken, so I was just heavily into the PvE stuff. And then, obviously, as seasons came around, I think they came back because they wanted to do some of the pinnacle weapons. So, got the Lunar's Howl and Recluse, and recently the Mountain Top, and then also got Revoker this season. But also, I think this season I played a lot of Crucible. Like, I think the Emblem Tracker that tracks this season's Emblem, I think I have like around, I want to say 460, 480 Crucible games this season, just this season, which is insane. I think in the first week I had like 100 games played, because that was like me going for the Mighty Top quest. So it was like, you know, it was mayhem in the first week the season dropped. And I've seen everyone suggesting on Reddit, like, oh, you can have a tether hunter on mayhem, and then you just have to tether everyone, and then one grenade kill. If you get three kills, it counts as three grenade launcher kills. And it did help me out, but oh my god, the map, Blade Barrages I was running to, and the Nova Bombs, they were really testing my will. But eventually I got it. I felt like the hardest part was done, and then Fable just happened whenever I can get to it. But I tend to play PvP, like, I think it's a 50-50 split. I tend to do a lot of PvE, but then when I'm playing PvP, I just keep on playing again and again. But I think now that I've started doing more raids, I really do enjoy the raids a lot.
Yeah, I'm always going to, anyone who knows me or is listening to the podcast know that I'm always going to prioritize raid over anything. And I think some people don't like PvP, the state it's in, as much right now. But even when PvP was fairly good, end of D1, I feel like raids are so underlooked. It's something that can keep the game interesting when a lot of people were leaving for the game. They're like, oh, there's nothing else to do. I'm like, oh, there's raids to do. I mean, are you really bored of the raids? They're like, oh, we just don't know if we want to get together and do it. But like raiding, to me, like you can have your group you get together with that's done it a million times and you just do an excellent job at it, or you can have a Sherpa group and it's kind of a different experience, but fun to me both ways. As long as people are mostly chill, you know, you don't want some LFG group that you have a bad experience with. But I don't know. I like the raiding. I hope to get more back into PvP though, too.
Yeah, I mean, the common point for most of the people that play PvP would be like, oh, when the game's like in a really bad spot, if they do have something end game, like, well, not end game, but how they did in Destiny 1, even the first year, Destiny 2 with Trials, they felt like that kept it up. And to some point, I agree with that. But also, there's a lot of PvE content that you can do. And especially in Destiny 2, like this year alone, we have so much stuff to do. I'm like, I have so many Triumph Seals to go after. I don't know if I'm going to get them all. Like, I was just talking to you the other day about, oh, what I have to do is like get my third Solstice armor done. And then, oh, I have to go for the Reckoner title. And I have to get my Curse Breaker. I mean, Dreaming City, Chronicler, Truth to Power, Lore every 3 weeks. Then it's just, you just have so much stuff to do. I don't think I have enough time to do it. That's just in Destiny. I don't know if I can even get onto other games because I have too much stuff to do in Destiny.
Sin, do you have all your armor done yet?
Oh, no.
I mean, neither do I, but I thought I'd bring that up. That was a fun segue. There's too much to do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on my blue set, and I've been trying to poke away with it. Like, the last couple nights before the raid, I was trying to do bounties and do patrols, you know, gambit matches, stuff like this, items that are going to take a little bit as far as getting me up to the spot where I can quickly achieve the purple or legendary gear. But I'm just so far behind. There's really not enough time to do it all. You know, if I decided maybe one or two nights I decided not to sleep, I might be able to catch up. But my, you know, 9 to 12 hour work days plus 3 hours of driving doesn't leave me much time outside of family life to be able to devote to that grind right now. But I'm trying. I am sleeping less, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can tell because you are getting more and more exhausted.
What happens to all of us?
Yeah, if you just keep plugging it away like whenever you're on, you know, slowly but surely you'll get it. Especially if you only have one or two characters you really want to do it for. Or if it's only one, it's much better then. But if you're someone like me and you have three characters and you think, oh, glowy armor, looks nice. Armor 2.0, why not? Then I think when I have my days off work is when I just go completely crazy for this grind. Like, I've done two sets, now I'm on my Titan, but I'm dreading it. I might take like a day or two break and then get back to it.
Yeah, we got a little time left at least. We're recording tonight now on the 6th, so basically what, 23-ish more days from now?
Yeah, I think if you get from green to blue, and then in like, I don't know, a week or so, you can definitely get from blue to legendary in another week. Maybe even two if you need it.
Right.
You'd be fine.
I mean, as again, I've mentioned, and this year, same as last year, I'm probably just going to do one set, and I don't have the slightest desire at all to do my other characters. Also because I don't run them too much anyways. I always mean to run my other characters more. I love my Hunter. I'm a Warlock main, but I just don't have time. I just kind of prefer the way I play this game is I hit it hard with one character. I get all the exotic weapon quests done pretty quickly. I do all the raids, but I just don't really have too much of a desire to 100% the game in other ways. Like, I know for me, like collecting all the little emblems and ships and things like that aren't as much of a pull for me. I think you mentioned sometimes, Sin, you kind of like, I don't know if you necessarily said you're 100% completionist, but you kind of like grind for some of those things, right? They pull you a little bit.
Yeah, like that stuff I kind of like. I like the emblems. And, you know, I'm the type of person I would really like to complete it just because you know, I've this game is what I've invested my time and my spare time into as a hobby. And, you know, it kind of bugs me when I don't have something 100%, but I know that's just going to be the way it's going to have to be because I don't have the time. But, you know, I, for the most part, get everything that I'm looking for. Or if I spend the time to go out and get something like the Osprey Chase during the that title grind, or whatever I needed then for Cursebreaker, or emblem-wise, if I needed to get an emblem, I would make sure I would go and do that activity for that particular emblem, or buying stuff on the Bungie store for an emblem. When the shirts came out, the Moments of Triumph shirt, I ordered it, I got that emblem. And of course, I had to redeem that right away and make sure I had it on my account.
I was going to say that when it comes to like Sin talking about how he likes to be a completionist, or he wants to be a completionist, I have a lot of that desire. Like, I used to have it a lot, and I used to play single-player games like Assassin's Creed. So I used to like completely clear out the map. So when it comes to Destiny, I kind of want to get all of the triumphs. I know like it's impossible because I don't think I'm going to go and get Legend in competitive. So that's a steer no for me. But I think I've amassed around over 70,000 triumph points. So I'm like, I really want to. It's like something that just keeps me going. It's like a carrot on the stick. It used to be a lot in Destiny 1 with the Grimoire score. So I feel like at least for now, it's the triumph score. And then with Destiny, Shadowkeep, it'll be like chasing much better tiers of armor and stuff like that. So can't wait for that.
Hey, you definitely mentioned Assassin's Creed. Do you still play the current, like the new ones?
I am one game behind. I played Origins. I think I've not yet got to Odyssey yet. But I mean, yeah. I bought it because I think there was an offer going where you could, if you bought the game with the season pass, you also get Assassin's Creed 3 remastered with it for free. So I got that. I'll probably play it.
I'm just curious.
I said that 3 to 4 months ago. I'll play it in like summer sometime, and then summer, solstice. All right. Well, maybe in the 1 month extension period that we have for Shadowkeep. Nah, it's not going to happen though. But yeah, one day maybe.
I've been playing it and I like it a lot. It's the newest one is just as good, if not better, than the previous one. So it is worth when you finally hop into it. I like it a lot.
That's good to hear.
And there's still too much to do in there. They've been adding expansions like crazy. I am too behind. I'm on the second to the last expansion and kind of the same thing. Like I've been meaning, I might hop into it in the month of September. We'll see how heavy I'm into Destiny. I'm sure I'll always ratings my first thing, but if there's any downtime, I'll probably hop back and do Assassin's Creed a little bit to finish off those last expansions, which are really good. I enjoy them a lot.
It's probably a good thing to do when you have that downtime. That's exactly when you should like, okay, there's no raids going on. Yeah. I've been playing the single player game I've been meaning to play for a long time.
Yep, they're fun. And then of course, I don't know if you've ever done anything with Borderlands. I'm excited for that in September.
I've seen lots of gameplay for Borderlands, especially Borderlands 2, I want to play. I've not really thought about it, but seeing as we do have a bit of September time free, I might just get it because it is a looter shooter game. I do like my looter shooter game. So I might just go for it.
It's obviously a lot different than Destiny, but a lot of the Destiny community likes it for whatever reason. There's something about the gunplay isn't as good in it. However, I hear that Borderlands 3, the new one coming out, the gunplay is a lot better. They've learned from Destiny. They've kind of studied, you know, how we all say Destiny is such a good gunplay, but the looter shoot, the loot is amazing in it. And the adventureness of it reminds you a lot of Destiny in a way. It's not like you don't have like space magic, but it's still kind of fun. You explore around and have quests that you do. And the game is just hilarious. The humor in it is great. So for whatever reason, again, a lot of Destiny people kind of take to that game. So yeah, it's one worth checking out.
No, definitely. Definitely keep my eyes peeled on that game.
And I heard today one game that I wanted to, Sin, you knew a little bit about this too, Anthem. Anthem came out with a big update today, finally. And I don't think this is going to like totally turn it around, but they finally came out with like there's big Cataclysm, which is like kind of like a raid type event, and they did a bunch of quality of life updates finally. I mean, this is way late into it, but I don't know. Like, I know Paul Tassi was hopping back in it today so he could review it, and some other people are like, oh, well, the big update's out. They've had some small ones, and Who knows? Maybe Anthem will have a little bit of life in it. I did buy the game, so I can always hop back in it if for some reason people are saying, yeah, now it's time to check it out.
Oh yeah, Anthem. Oh, I might have to check out as well because I got it. I played it, and I played most of it. Played the campaign, completed it. I know there was an end game, little quest, and it like re requiring to do, like kill lots set of enemies and then doing plenty of stuff. But I didn't get around to that. And then I just dropped it during like all the bad publicity it got. Like I think most of my friends just stopped playing it as well. But
Yep.
if this update is like even enough to just get some people back on the game, I'm more than up for it to try and get out. I just hope that they can actually steer the ship and actually make the game what they actually envisioned it would be. Because I do like how the characters of the classes feel. So as long as they fix the game's really big issues that most of the players have had issues with, I think it can certainly be on a comeback.
Yep.
A bit like having a division on, I guess, if you think of it. Maybe even Destiny.
Another interesting topic. We've had some conversations about, of course, Destiny cross progression, cross save, and I think it came up that you're considering PC also. Tell us your thoughts about that. I mean, it may be early to say, but you said you're kind of considering PC.
Yeah, I mean, for a while, like for a really long time, I think most of my friends had a few internet friends that play like PC and Overwatch and say, hey, you should just come over on PC and just like play Overwatch with us and stuff. I'm like, yeah, that'd be pretty cool because I've seen them Twitch streaming and that, and I've always said, yeah, that'd be nice. And then my old excuse was like, I don't really have the money for it, and then I can't really use that excuse now because I've been working for at least 1, 2 years, 2 years. I clearly have the money now, so that excuse is out the window. I think what I need to do is just get rid of this really bad desk that I have in my room, get an actual really nice desk and a really good monitor, and then just go ahead and build my PC. Because I think the game, when especially Destiny, if I experience that on PC, I think I'm just gonna be blown away. Because I've seen plenty of people say the exact same thing on Reddit, and they said that they did not expect the game to be this different when you play it on PC. So I can't wait for that.
It certainly is a lot smoother, and you get that, of course, for the frames. But I don't know. I wasn't quote blown away, but it definitely gets better on PC for sure. The main thing that I love is the wider field of view. So you just get a better experience playing the game. You don't have to feel so boxed in. And yes, it is smoother too for the frames reason. But it'll be
When
nice.
they announced quick save, I was initially like, oh, this is pretty good. But it didn't hit me in my head that, hey, wait a minute, this actually is your way to actually going and to play on PC, not having to worry about grinding all your characters out again.
Yes, yeah.
It took me a while to pro literally until a few days ago when you were talking about it, like, oh, wait a minute, yeah, I can just shift this character to there, buy the game over there, and carry on playing over there, and I will be okay. And yeah, seeing as a lot of people from the Guardian Help community and probably even DRP that are gonna go over there, it will probably be good that we can always, oh, you wanna play PS4 rate? Yeah, let's go PS4. Oh, PC rate? Yeah, let's go PC. You can just go back and forth. That's gonna be crazy. You don't really lose progress, so that's good as well.
I do think like potentially some of us might be a little more on PC, but I love this because we don't have to leave our PlayStation friends behind. I'll be on PlayStation a lot, and just that cross progression, you just immediately swap back and forth. And exactly what you said, I had a bunch of friends that switched over a while ago, and to me it seemed like an awkward time because it wasn't at the beginning of Destiny, but it was a time where I had a lot of progress, and I built up my PC character somewhat, but I just didn't feel it was worth making the commitment. But now I can finally do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I was wondering, like, oh my God, this is like the second year of Destiny. I've played so much, put so much hours into it. I don't know how I can recreate this on another platform. It's hard enough, like me having an alternate account that I've made sometimes to play Destiny on when I've done everything on my main account. But this was mainly like an issue I used to have at like Destiny 1 when I've like completely done everything. So then I'm going on an alternate account and just mess around and do some stuff there. But Destiny 2, I don't. After the first year, I can't really afford to do that. But with cross save, it's like as if I'm just okay, PS4, PC. Okay, go on PC today. And that's really all it is. And just carry on playing the game how I normally would on PS4, just on PC. And yeah, it does is very intriguing. And I really, really do plan to get it because I do have like a up around 2 months, just under 2 months before Shadowkeep releases. So it would be nice if I can get a PC set up by then.
Yeah, that would be awesome to be able to see you over on that side of things. I mean, I'm pumped. You know, when Destiny 2 first released, I know we kind of touched on it, there wasn't as much to do. So having a second account through PC, you could get all three characters up, you could get most of the stuff done and not feel like you're missing out on the other platform. But with the content where it's at now and the grinds where they're at now, being able to pick up where you left off on another platform, whether it's going from PS4 to Xbox, PS4 to PC, or whatever the case may be, you got a lot more flexibility now to play with as many friends as possible with activities that are still relevant and still needed to be done.
Yeah, like you were way too behind if you started that now instead of waiting a little bit for Shadow,
Right.
for the save. Because oh my goodness, I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could go through all the Gambit Prime and all the Reckoning
No,
and all
thank you.
the exactly. I don't think I can get all those Notorious. It's hard enough me getting the Notorious helmet upgrades every week for like my current character Warlock. So how am I gonna do it on another platform? Like no.
Right. Speaking of which, I still need to get my full set for that title. So Reckoning and Gambit Prime was going to be on my to-do list very, very soon.
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to join you. I need to get a few helmet upgrades and also some Triumphant Collector or Triumphant Invader sets later
Right.
quest up. Might as well just go for the Reckoner title now.
Yep. This is a good thing, and it's a slightly awkward thing at times too, how the Summer Solstice event has added in all these activities you have to grind. It makes it nice that chances are there's someone that's on a similar step as you can help out. But I remember also from last year that sometimes people are in a slightly different step, and it's like, okay, I'll join with this, and then we'll join with that. But you know, it doesn't matter. It's just a way to play the game. That's what I was thinking about more, and like, yeah, just have fun in the game playing it. The only thing that I don't have so much fun in is doing public events and patrols by myself, but for the millionth time, I tend to fall asleep.
I don't blame
I
you.
need someone on the line to keep me awake.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it is that my only one gripe is it is like when I'm on my blue set and I'm trying to get the public event like as heroic, and if I don't have many people there, some guy will just come along, get his grenade launcher out, boop, 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 boss dead. And I'm just like, come on.
Yeah, that too.
Other than that, I think most of the part, I mean, the grind is, it's a grind. You know, if you want to grind, then there's your grind for you. It's not end of the world. It is doable. It is a problem if you have three characters, but still, you have a lot of time to get it done. So in that regard, it's okay. But yeah, playing the games and going on through similar quest steps or armor steps with another person suddenly gets it done quicker and makes it seem a little less tedious, much more fun, and helps you avoid going to sleep. So that's also good.
Yeah, we need to keep each other awake. Yeah, definitely keep. I think, yeah, I've never fallen asleep in a raid just because there's people talking, and to me, it's like super exciting. But I've definitely fallen asleep playing the game solo a lot recently, or almost fallen asleep. I'm like trying to do a patrol waiting for a public event, and I'm like nodding off. I'm like, this is boring. So I just need to like.
I don't know about you, but I know I haven't fallen asleep in the middle
Yeah,
of a
right,
raid.
Shane. No, you have been trying. Well, I
It's
know.
all good.
I listened to a few of your Guardian podcasts. I know exactly what you did.
That's all good.
If I didn't have you on listen, I'm like, oh, that's great, isn't it? And you'd just be like, devilishly, like laughing in the
And
background. You just be
you
going, oh.
know, the best part is, you know, I'm not even embarrassed by it because, like, I don't even care. Like,
Yeah,
it's just, like, I get so tired. I'm like, duh, at least you all took it in stride, which was cool.
to be fair, I did
Yeah.
kill people once in a party chat, but that was not when I was playing Destiny. I think I was just, I don't know, maybe I was just talking to people, which is weird. How the hell did that happen? I was talking to people, the next minute, I am gone, sleep, in deep sleep. Got woken up eventually, but I was not pleased about that. So shut my system off and went straight back to bed.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Anything else good this week that we want to talk about, or anything about the game that comes to mind?
Well, before the show, I think Sin was talking about what Deej was going crazy on Twitter.
Yes, let's talk about that, Sin. You need to educate me on what's going on, because I heard about that a little bit today, but I didn't have time to look into it.
Now, I haven't read all the comments because there's hundreds like on each part, and I didn't bother going through this, but Deej, he changed his actual, not the actual handle name, like the at Deej underscore BNG, but his name is Buxton Sketch, and he put a list of, I'll preface it by this. As the only community manager left in the building, it is my pleasure to announce some sweeping changes to how things are run around here. And he had to break this out over multiple tweets, and he has a list of, let's just look here, 29 basically new rules on how things are going to be done.
I guess you don't need to read them all.
Like, I'll read the first five, and I'll kind of pick out a couple that were kind of stood out to me. No cat picks in the TWAB. TWAB,
oh, come on.
TWAB is to be pronounced this week at Bungie.
I mean, I kind of agree with that.
The bread meme is being retired. No hunters.
No hunters.
No emojis. And then there's like some other stuff that are here, like in this list. Suspend all use of the phrase okie dokie. Wear sunscreen. All pizza is equally acceptable, which I would wholeheartedly disagree with. Pineapple never belongs on pizza, no matter what community you're in.
I think we're going to be best friends. Almost said best friend.
And always refer to your clan leader as Cap'n.
Cap'n.
And chew with your mouth closed. There are some other ones in there, but he was definitely having a little bit of fun today on that post.
Yeah, that's fun.
He just laid down the law.
He laid down the law.
That he did.
Well, the one that I think I heard that seems to be related to this, and I didn't know what they were talking about, but wasn't there something like streamers are supposed to be like in business attire or something like that?
Oh, yep, that is one. And there's like other little stuff in here, like no Star Trek GIFs. No plaid, no flannel.
I would have actually laughed if he said no Titans. Because that's the description. We don't need a Titan.
No Titans needed.
Except for in Crucible.
Yeah. Yeah, well, with your one-eyed mask. It's okay if you want to play like that. Don't worry, I'll play like that as well.
Don't worry. I got the role from Xur, so I'm prepared.
Yes. Yo, we should like be really toxic and join up as a team of six, one-eyed mass with that exact role.
Right.
Get lots of hate mail. I don't want to put the community through that. I think they might make a Reddit post. This team is very toxic. I don't want to be on the end of that. I'm all right. Scratch that idea. I've already discarded it. 2 seconds and right, nope.
I thought about it and I changed my mind.
Well, yeah, I was listening to your podcast, and you were talking about week to week how the Game of Thrones episodes were. I was like, oh, you watching Game of Thrones as well?
That's cool. Yes, I have to. I have a lot more catching up of some other things to do, or like shows. I really want to watch Endgame. I still haven't seen Endgame, and that is out on digital now. The DVD version's out in what, another week from this point. I also picked up, there's this, I want to say it's like some, like this podcast, and I can't remember who, somebody told me about this podcast. It's called A Man in the Window.
Shelby into the next century.
And I actually started playing it after I looked it up. But it's Man in the Window, the Golden State Killer. I remember somebody telling me about this podcast, and I don't remember who told me about it. I know there's shows that I want to watch. Gunbait mentioned on an episode of Just Some Guardians, I think. This most recent one about the boys on Amazon Prime, I think it is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's I guess that's supposed to be good. So, yeah, I was all in with Game of Thrones. I was excited for that to finally come back around after 2 years of waiting.
No, Kingsley wasn't. Kingsley was like the longest episode until we hit episode 50.
You know, I'll probably get around to watching it. I have HBO Go subscription, so there's a couple other shows that are higher on my list to watch, but I have it, and I want to, you know, maybe after I finish, get it caught up with Westworld, I'll finally watch it.
Oh, yeah, I need to watch Westworld season 2.
Oh, when is season 3 out yet?
Not I don't think long. So. No. And it looks weird. It looks crazy.
Yeah, it is not like the first two. The trailer that I saw definitely makes it seem like it's going in a different direction, or I guess it's really expanding on now that spoiler alert of where they ended the season 2 of where they came from and now where they're at in the world. I'm going to kind of leave it at that since you need to do a little catching up. So, yeah, definitely a little weird.
I thought you were going to spoil that. Mo, you better cover your ears because I'm just going to say it. No, don't do it.
It's too much to watch. But yeah, that's a good thing in a way, I guess. But too many video games and too many things to watch.
Not enough time.
Definitely not enough time.
I always say, if I could duplicate myself to be able to catch up on all the content that I need to catch up on and still perform my day-to-day activities, that would be a huge win.
Oh, imagine that. Leaving half of yourself to just play the games all day, grind all day, while the other half of you actually goes and, you know, gets your job done. You know, do a little errands here and there, or whatever you have to do in the day.
All the adulting.
Yeah, all the adulting just goes to the side. And all the gaming goes to the other side.
That would be epic.
It would be. Yeah. Oh.
Speaking of not having enough time, Mo, when are we going to run a Destiny 1 raid?
Yeah. Destiny 1?
Sims ran a Wrath of the Machine with me, what was it, 6 months ago or so? But yeah,
I'd be definitely down for that. Definitely want to do Wrath of the Machine again.
Yeah, really, that's like three that. Right there. Looking for three. Please let us know by the next podcast.
Okay, looking for three on this podcast. This is the best place to advertise.
Exactly. Where you have to wait for people to listen to it and they can type in the Discord and then we can. Next week we'll say, well, actually, let's do it this day, but then it's too late to notice, and we just have some hilarious chain going back and forth.
Looking for three, must have Dark Drinker. Dark Drinker.
Yep, definitely must have Dark Drinker. That was the strat.
Must have well. Oh, sorry, wrong game.
The Titans were useful in the raids back then.
Yeah, there you go. So at least Sin has a reason to play it, even though he's already on board.
You're a Titan. You're only important in Destiny 1. Go back to the past.
You do your Titan bubble and save us all.
To be fair, when you are solo king, like in either Gambit or Strikes or whatever, it is nice to just pop a little barricade and just go crazy if no one else has a Luna Well. But if they do, then I guess, yeah, you're useless. I'm sorry, sir. I just couldn't help stop myself. It's just really funny.
No, it's all... Yeah, well, maybe we could talk Sin of switching to a Warlock for Shadowkeep.
Yeah.
You should do that. I have all the characters. I just don't play them all.
You should play them. That's what we're trying to say.
I did get the green Solstice armor on all of the characters, but I'm only up to blue on Titan. If I have the time to grind out the other two, I think the Warlock will be next.
Yes, good choice.
Good choice.
I'm on board with that decision.
Well, bonus question, Mo. Do you have a dessert that you like a lot? Kind of like a favorite?
Oh, you see, you kind of caught me on a spot there because I'm not really the biggest dessert fanatic, but I have had like quite a few waffles from this dessert place, and I think how they do it is that they have, I think it was like whipped cream and then also a little bit of chocolate sauce on it with some strawberries, I think it was, and a waffle, and it tastes really nice. So I think that would probably be my favorite, like a waffle. I don't even know how to explain it. It's been so long since I've had it.
Well, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, it's like nice waffle, and you have some cream on it, some chocolate sauce, and then some strawberries as well on it. Even though I'm not the biggest fan of it, with that dessert, it just works. So yeah, strawberries, just have them. And it really does taste pretty good. But yeah, I'm not really into the magic, so that's all I know.
Well, that reminds me of, it's becoming more and more popular just having food trucks everywhere around. It used to just be in like the bigger cities, but now even in, sometimes you'll see these food trucks stopping in like a business parking lot in the suburbs or in smaller areas. And I'm seeing more and more of, I think I saw like some waffle only, like dessert waffle food trucks. So maybe it's becoming a thing.
Yeah, that is crazy. I think near a place I work, they also had this little shack up, and there was, they were kind of selling desserts as well over there, which is crazy because normally, like, the food trucks you'd actually have would just be for like takeaway food, and now you have like desserts there, and who knows what's gonna happen after that and where else they'll be located. Because I've seen another dessert place in a random road that was just, that happens to be on the way I commute to work, and that was also selling desserts, and I'm just like, okay then. I guess you guys are everywhere. This is nice to know.
They're growing. They're multiplying. They're taking over.
Taking over the world with their desserts. Help. Send help. My calories. Help.
Well, one interesting thing that I got this week in the mail, my wife ordered little, they're kind of like temporary tattoos, but they're a little more permanent. Like they're not like the little cheesy ones you put on kids. But they're not permanent, of course. You're not getting ink drilled into your arm, but they're supposed to last for many weeks. But she got the warlock symbol for me, so I'm going to be putting it on soon. That's going to be pretty cool. Oh, I'll to see how it is.
I think I've seen a picture of DMG with the hunter one. I'm not sure if that was a stick or if that was actually a tattoo that he had done. Because I think in the Guardian country, he said he would do, he'd get a tattoo done if they donated a certain amount. I'm not sure if that was actually a tattoo or if that was just a sticker, but that tattoo, I want to say, looked really good.
Yeah.
Now, is this going to be a template for a possible real one?
I mean, it could. I don't have any tattoos, and I don't know if I'm that style, but we'll see with this one, because this one's supposed to last quite a while. So
let's do it. Get the like picture it up on Twitter. We're going to take a poll for either yes or no to the real version.
All right. Yeah, so if I put it on my above my butt crack, and I also put that on Twitter?
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
Make sure you tag Destiny Addicts Podcast when you do, because we all know that was their signature question.
Make sure you tag it. It's not safe for work, because that is not what they want to be opening.
No, we do not want that.
The class signal just above the crack. Wait a minute. No.
Oh, how did the podcast, how did it go downhill so quickly?
You just wanted to put a tattoo and then you just added in above the crack, and yeah, that's it. Podcast ruined.
So what, anything else? Let me see. I don't think we have any podcast reviews this week to read.
No, we're up to 8 ratings.
We are up to 8. That's
we
nice.
Have Thank 6 you, actual reviews. And yeah. Let's get them. Let's get them in there.
Oh, but I do want to talk about, thanks again for everyone who is joining the clan. And we were featured today on Destiny Digest. That is the daily podcast that Danfinity and company do, talking about Destiny news. They're usually a little short, 3 to 5 minute podcast each day. And they are doing a segment where they like to focus on a clan every day. And so today, they did the Guardian Hub, so that was very nice of them to do that. So please check out Destiny Digest. August 6th, it was the episode that they put us on.
Yeah, huge thank you to Danfinity and crew at Destiny Digest on that one.
Other than that, I think that is all our housekeeping for this week. Sin, do you need your house swept at all? Do we need any housekeeping in your house?
I have a Roomba, so that's as much housekeeping
right.
as I get done.
Yeah, you have all these robots that are cleaning your house, it sounds like.
Yeah, I have. You've heard when we play.
I have
sensors on the door. So anytime I let my dog out, the main security hub says which door's open. I have the Roomba, which I don't run because it's loud and annoying, and it, and my mics would pick up that sound from everywhere in the house. My dog gets caught apparently in bear traps that do not actually exist in my house. And yeah, I got
all sorts of fun stuff.
Smart thermostats. I got all the gambit of stuff here, and I just need my own little once I get my basement finished, I'm going to move everything back down. So I'm going to have my own little area, which will be a little bit quiet. But I got to get my basement finished first. We'll take donations.
Yep. And okay, we'll take donations on that. Late breaking news. I did find a new Destiny podcast called Drunk Destiny. They have 2 episodes so far. So everyone, I have no idea. It's okay. It says Destiny lore with a twist. Literally all things Destiny lore, story, news, tips, tricks. Weekly episodes where Dizzy and Dumpy explore the world of Destiny with a little liquid courage. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to listening to them, seeing what this is all about. Drunk Destiny. Check it out.
And it'll be on the list, correct?
Yeah, I'll put it on the list. Of course, as always, we keep a list of all the current running Destiny podcasts that I'm aware of. This one I just learned about, so I'll be adding it to the list.
Definitely need to check out that list, because I need to listen to more of these podcasts, because they are great. I didn't even know.
There's a lot, believe it or not.
You guys and plenty of other guys just uploaded onto Spotify as well, which is great, because if I'm just mindlessly doing stuff, I actually have audio I can listen to, and it's not just the same music every time. It's actually podcasts, just people talking and making jokes, and it's actually really good. I'm actually really honored to have been on here today, so thank you so much for that.
Yes, well, it was a pleasure having you on. We love having people on that we play with and people that we know in the Discord, and perfect timing for making this work with, you know, doing the raid recently. So we had that timely topic to talk about, and definitely all in all pleasure having you on this week.
Yeah, definitely a good time for sure.
It was definitely great. Can't wait to be on here again.
Definitely. If we keep this going, Sin, and if we get lots of episodes, we will gladly have people on again.
I didn't think it was an if. I just thought it was a must.
It is a must. Hey, it's a must in my mind. So if it's a must in your mind, we'll keep it going.
Hey, it's scheduled in. I have it in my calendar every week. Not just our who's coming on calendar, but my actual personal calendar.
Right. Yeah.
So it's in there. It tags me, and then I get reminders, and that way if I have anything going on when we normally record it, I get alerts, and so I'm trying to keep on a strict being focused on that.
I love to joke about it, though. I kind of feel like if you can joke about it, then chances are you have a good thing going. I definitely have plans to keep this going. No worries. All right. Well, everyone, thanks again. Mo, do you have any contact information you want to share with the listeners? You don't have to if you don't want, but if you do, now is the time, and we will add it to the show notes.
Yeah, so I guess I have 3 contact information. So one would be PlayStation PSN, which is Mo Hafo, as the title would suggest, is MOHAFO. And so Mo is just short for my name, so Mohammed. And then Hafo is just part of my nickname, if you ever wanted to know that. So yeah, so that's the origin of my name. So that's for PSN. And on Twitter, it's the exact same spelling, but after the O in Mo, it's just an extra E, because that's the only way I could fit it in without adding an underscore or a number. So I thought, yeah, let's just go with that. And Twitch, yeah, but I don't really stream much on Twitch, so I feel like that'd be just a pointless link to give out, but it's the same as my PSN, twitch.tv/MoHafo. Should probably start streaming more, but yeah. That's it for me.
That's good. Well, excellent. Thanks for that contact information. All right. Sin, where can the listeners find you?
You can find me
on besides Twitch. The club, as usual.
I try to spice it up a little bit. If I recycle my old content, I try to do it spaced out so it's not predictable.
So every other week versus every week?
Yeah, basically. And depends if I'm on hubcap spinners or not. You can find me on twitch.tv/sinmedia. That is Sin, C-Y-N. And on Twitter at sin_media. Oh, and by the way, I just recently changed my PSN name to be more consistent. That is also now sin_media.
Whoa. Awesome, dude. How is that?
It's a fake name.
Was it scary?
It was scary. I was literally dreading having to change. I was like, well, everybody else has done it, so now I need to be more consistent. And of course, somebody has it without the underscore, or they're just not allowing me to have it without the underscore. So I had to go with the underscore again, just like Twitter. But life goes on. I figured it out.
Excellent.
Now, Kingsley, you beautiful person, you. Let's rock and roll out of here.
Rock and rolling down the road. Yes, you can find me at Kingsley Mac on PlayStation and Kingsley Mac on Twitch. And you can find me on Twitter as MC Kingsley. And that's about it. But you can find the podcast, lovely listeners, if you're not aware. We have the website, theguardianhub.com. And on the About Us page, you can find links to join our clan, join our Discord. And you can also find The Guardian Hub on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. So we really appreciate everyone for listening, as always. If you have any questions, please get a hold of us. Any comments, any love, any money you want to give? No, just kidding. Any way you want to get a hold of us, and please do so. And as always, have a good week. Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night. Goodbye. Good morning.
I really wanted to sing that. I think it's, I want to say Billy Joel. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday and the regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me making love to his tonic and gin. I think that's Billy Joel, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure. Yeah, something.
Piano Man.